Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing on this beautiful Tuesday night? Damn it, I wanted to watch the rest of the Cubs game, but I can't. My wife made me come up and record the podcast, so I can't watch it. And I don't want to jinx anything, even though this is the top of the ninth. The Cubs are up by 2 runs. I don't want to congratulate them and have some fucking epic meltdown and they not win. But I would like to see those guys win, man. I used to be a huge baseball fan growing up. I think most young boys in America do go through a phase where they absolutely love baseball. Then they realize you don't get pussy playing baseball like basketball players. No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, man, I used to play baseball. You know, that's actually one of my regrets. I regret quitting playing baseball because I was actually pretty good at baseball and I sucked at basketball. But, you know, growing up in the inner city, everybody wants to play basketball. So that's what I did. Hopefully this doesn't sound weird. This is sounding weird in the headphones. So, yeah, man, I'm a huge baseball fan, man. Huge baseball fan. I think my athletic range fit baseball more than basketball. I don't think you have to be as fast to play baseball. I think that fell in my wheelhouse, but, you know, it's just like we kind of, I think everybody kind of does this thing where it's like you may have a skill set or an aptitude for certain things, but it kind of comes easy to you. Not that baseball came easy to me, but it was something I was fairly successful at a young age. And so it's almost not fun, you know, because it's like, yeah, I can do that. And my father wanted me to play, but I didn't want to because none of my friends played. And I kind of wish I did. It's funny because in high school, my senior year, I actually quit playing basketball, and my coach told all my friends that, you know, I'm going to look back 20 years from now and regret that, and it's almost been 20 years, and I don't regret it at all, but I do regret not playing baseball. So, but like the whole skill set thing, I think people, you know, we have these skill sets that kind of come naturally to us, and for some reason, a lot of people kind of fade away from those things because they somewhat come easy, and we tend to chase the things we want to do, you know, whether it's based on our friends are doing it or it just looks more attractive to us. And some people are successful, but I think for the most part, I think a lot of people, we ignore our natural talents. And we seek other things because it's more popular or it looks more, you know, looks to be more fun. And even though we might not have the aptitude or ability to do that, we put a lot of time into it and it gets us nowhere. And I'm not saying that's in all cases, but I think that's something that a lot of people do. You know, we tend to ignore our natural talents because it just doesn't seem like a talent because it's like, yeah, I can do that. It's just what I do. So hopefully they win. I should find out here pretty soon. But yeah, welcome back. I believe this is episode 41. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in and listening. And sorry about the 2 weeks where I just had those late episodes, man. I that's inexcusable. The next couple should be actually early. I might end up doing a couple more. I'm having surgery on my shoulder on Thursday, and I'm not looking forward to it, but I am. This is the first time I'll be going under, I think. Have I been going under for anything else? Actually, no, it's not. I had my wisdom teeth pulled. I went under for that, but this is like major surgery, so... So now when I go to the doctor, I can answer that question. Have you had any major surgeries? It's like, yes, I have. So it's just funny how over the course of your life, you kind of accrue, you know, these check boxes, you know. So I'm The funny thing is, I'm actually looking forward to coming out of the anesthesia, from under the anesthesia, and just what I'm going to be like. So, because I've never been high or anything like that, so I don't really, you know, I've had one or two beers in my life, and I might have had one or two too many, maybe once in my life. So I might have been inebriated once, so I kind of remember what that's like, you know. I never got drunk every weekend in Korea when I was 25. That never happened. But it's going to be interesting, and I'm actually looking forward to coming out of the anesthesia, and I'm going to tell my wife to please record me. I want to get on social media immediately, and I just want to I just want to type, you know, see what comes out when I'm coming out of that heavy sedation, just to see where my mind is. So I can't wait to start tweeting and Facebooking when I'm extremely sedated. Is that the word? Or would it be inebriated, even though it's like it was done by an anesthesiologist? Is that still inebriated? Under the influence. So that's going to be interesting. So if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, just I would say around, let's see, I got to be there at 7, 9. I would say around, I got to be there at 7. Surgery's at 9-ish. It's going to be about 2 hours. So that puts me at 11, 1, 12, 1. So I would say about 2:30. Keep an eye on my Facebook if you follow me at all. If you see some wild, crazy shit, that means I'm out of my surgery and things went well. And that's something that scares me too, man. I know this is routine surgery for the doctor. You know, like how you go in and check your email. This is him going in, checking his email, is putting me under and slicing my fucking shoulder open like it's a goddamn pork roast, and just stitching it up and put me back together. And my mother, she will be here. I like that Bill Burr accent. That mother, my mom will be here tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to it, her coming. And not looking forward to the recovery. That's going to be tough. I'm going to have that big, stupid, like, sling thing with the pillow supporting my arm, looking like a complete idiot. And I gotta stay on top of it afterwards, man. I can't get lazy. I'm too old to mess around, man. I gotta be serious about my physical therapy. So that's my plan, man. And if I gotta do it, I gotta have my wife stay on me, man. I can't afford to lose mobility and range and flexibility and strength in my arm at 35. Especially on my good arm. So if you know me personally, please keep me encouraged with my physical therapy. I know it's going to suck. I hate pain. But I need to make sure I get back to 100% and get myself back in shape, because I'm looking like a bag of shit right now. But it's fun. It is fun eating what you want. But it's terrible, man. It's just my self-esteem is shot. I mean, I don't even like looking at myself in the mirror. It's a train wreck. It's terrible. But welcome. That's a long ass introduction. Just kind of talking. But so a few things happened this week, and I feel like I'm late because I know like some of the nightly show, daily show, they've covered this stuff from what I hear. And I try not to watch that stuff because I know they talk about a lot of things I want to talk about, and I don't want to ever steal anybody's ideas. So if you heard some of these topics already, I apologize. I'm sorry, I don't have my own nightly talk show about current events, politics and social issues like those two light skinned dudes on Comedy Central. Oh, you know what? Speaking of which, shout out to Trevor Noah, man. He's doing his thing on The Daily Show, man. And people are giving him shit, but it's a new gig, man. He's gonna get his legs. It's gonna get better. I'm pretty sure people thought Jon Stewart wouldn't last, man. But it takes time, and man, that guy, he is a true story of like, you never know where your career is gonna end up, man. This dude started doing stand up in South Africa, where they really didn't even have much stand up comedy. And you talk about timing. This dude starts doing comedy when apartheid, you know, after apartheid is over, like he says in his stand-up, he was born a crime. You know, him being mixed, that was not allowed. And for him to, you know, be the right age, it's almost like that book, The Outliers, Malcolm Gladwell, how he said some people are just born at the right time and they hit all these right, like, situations, and the timing is just perfect, just boom, boom, boom. And this guy is an example of it, man. This dude just born at the right time, had the right experiences, started doing stand-up at the right time, and he happened to be mixed. Biracial. He speaks to both sides, man. And for him to do the type of comedy that he does in his country, man, that's incredible. And then for him to come here, work his way through the ranks, do comedy, and then just happen to be seen by Jon Stewart at a time where Jon Stewart was thinking about leaving the show and to get picked, man. It's just, that's incredible, man. So shout out to him, man. That dude, I mean, you just, if you're looking for a story about, of just, you just never, ever know where your life is going to end up, man. Look at Trevor Noah, man. That dude is an inspiration, and he hasn't really been doing comedy that long. When you look at some of the guys like Bill Burr and, you know, Vince Morris's and why am I drawing a blank? You know, I know you don't like Jeff Dunham's. I mean, all these dudes, Larry the Cable Guy, Bill Engvall, Louis C.K. I mean, Louis, it took Louis a long time to pop, 20-something years. Well, I can't say to pop, just to really, really get, you know, his recognition. Same with, you know, with Burr. I mean, these dudes been doing it 20-plus years. I used to Tyler almost 20 years, and they're finally, and this dude, I don't even think he's been doing comedy 10 years, if that. You know, to take over the Daily Show, that's awesome. And you have people that's been doing comedy probably almost three times as long as him, working for him as a correspondent. And he definitely doesn't have the quote-unquote stand-up chops that these guys have. But, you know, the right time, right place, right look, right charisma, go a long way. So, other shit's happened. Like, you know, I kind of wanted to address this. I'm pretty sure you guys have seen it. Rupert Murdoch tweet from last week, where he pretty much, he said that the Ben Carson and his wife were terrific, you know, and how he would be a real black president to address the racial divide in America. It's like, first of all, who the fuck are you? You fucking old ass Australian dude. I can't stand when people like that come and talk about shit in our country. I can't stand it. And again, it just shows you how fucked up it is and hard it is to be a black person. And I get it, it's tough to be anybody, but I'm black, so I can't speak to everybody else. It's just that whole real black shit, it never stops, man. You get it from both sides. You got black people telling you not black enough because you haven't had the negative, you know, you didn't have the rough upbringing. You know, you didn't have the stereotypical hood experience. You're not black because you didn't have that. You didn't have that quote unquote struggle. You got white people telling you you're not black because you don't fit all the negative stereotypes. You must be the exception, not the rule. Therefore, you're not black. Shit's crazy. Even at that level, man, it doesn't stop. You have a neurosurgeon and the fucking president of the United States, the most powerful man in the world, and you still can't get away from that shit. It's insane, man. And I tell you this, America, you really don't, this whole, you want to get on this real, real black shit? America, you don't want a quote-unquote real black president. You wouldn't. Trust me. You don't want a real black president. You think a real black president is going to say all this shit you want to say? Somebody like Ben Carson, a real black president, not going to do that shit. He's going to call this shit how it is for real. For black and white people. Now, y'all be cool for him calling black folks out for their shit, but that means he gonna call you out for your shit too, and that's when he will become a race baiter and wants to talk about race. I used to believe in this real black shit too, man, but it's like at the end of the day, I'm a black person, regardless of how you speak, how you dress. It's just like, I'm black. That shit starts to piss me off if I have a white friend. I'm blacker than you, bitch. No, you're not. Let's go to the hood and yell out nigga and see who's blacker than. You're not blacker than me. You're not. You never will be. That's what I'm going to start telling my white friends, man. You're not white. You don't own a yacht. Your parents, your grandparents didn't own slaves. Your ancestors didn't own slaves. You're not really white. You're not really white, man. You're not rich, man. Sorry. You don't come from money, man. You're not real. You're not really white. It's fucked up. And this dude, Ben Carson, man, he doesn't stop. He does not stop. I used to like this dude, man. And it's just like the more he talks, the dumber he looks. It's just like for years people used to say, come on, man, it's not brain surgery. You don't have to be a brain surgeon, man. It's not brain surgery or rocket science. This dude, you can't even say it's not brain surgery anymore. Because this dude is so fucking, he's just so fucking weird. He's exactly what you would expect a fucking black brain surgeon to be. He blinks slow. He's just socially awkward. It's sad, man. This dude called, first of all, that shooting, he was pretty much blaming the people for getting shot. Like, why'd you just stand there and get shot, man? You shouldn't have got shot. You should have did something. And then this dude goes on to tell this story about how he was in a Popeyes organization, which a quote-unquote real black person wouldn't call fucking Popeyes in an organization. It would just be a fucking Popeyes. So he says he walks into this a Popeyes in Baltimore, which it doesn't take a brain surgeon to know, don't go into a goddamn Popeyes in Baltimore. Use the drive-thru. Why would you go in? I've never even been to Baltimore. But I've been to Popeyes, and they're all shitty. They're all shitty. Why would you go to Popeyes in the place where they film The Wire? Why? So he says he's in this Popeyes organization. Dude walks in, puts a gun up to his ribs, and he's like, oh, you want the dude behind the counter. It's like, you just call this dude out. Nah, bro, you want that dude over there. He got the money. I got my two-piece. I'm trying to go. I'm not trying to get none of that hot shit put in my gut, so to speak. The only hot shit I want in my stomach are these biscuits. And not from that biscuit that's in your hand. Boom! Look at that. Come on, man. That's a fucking great joke right there. But this dude, I mean, really? You're calling these kids from this college cowards for standing there and getting shot when you were like, nah, bruh. You pretty much took that dude's wrist while he had that gun to your ribs and was like, nah, pointed at that dude right there. Yeah, that dude that's at work that probably has kids that doesn't want to work here right now. Yeah, you should probably rob him. I'm about to get out of here. I got a surgery to do in a half hour. And about 10 years from now, I'm going to run for president and tell this story and not even realize how fucking stupid I sound. Man. So, yeah, if that's the dude you want to vote for, if you want that dude as your president, somebody that's going to sell out somebody else... By all means, please vote for this dude. Oh, and by the way, we got the Democratic debate tonight, which I'm pretty sure will be boring as shit for once. You can't beat Donald Trump, man. I think they should have brought Donald Trump in just to talk shit. It would have been hilarious. I really don't even want to watch this. I think the only reason why I might watch it is just to see if Bernie Sanders combed his hair tonight. I think it would be dope if he showed up in a DeLorean. I think that would be dope. There was something else I want to talk about too, but I can't remember. And I think I'm coming up on 20 minutes. I'll probably remember after I hit the stop button. But there's a show. That's a show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Chris Allen Comedy, on both. ALAN, and the email address is negropleaseradio@gmail.com. I want to do an advice show next week, so tell your friends, people I don't know. I want some, like, real questions, man. I want some, like, weird shit. I want relationship stuff. I want to help people, man. So, yeah. Email the show. Peace.